Chapter 10, Channel Conflict into Learning by Dan North. About Dan North, Dan is an independent technology consultant who writes software and coaches teams and organizations in agile and lean methods. He believes in putting people first and writing simple, pragmatic software. Difference of opinion in high-performing teams isn't necessarily a bad thing. In fact, conflict is a necessary ingredient of learning teams. In his book, The Fifth Disciple, Peter Senge describes the twin discourse activities of dialogue, where a team explores an idea from a number of perspectives and discussion, where they attempt to reach consensus. If everyone agrees all of the time, there isn't any stimulus for growth. On the other hand, conflict between strong personalities can be difficult to manage and can cause factions or cliques within a team and eventually tear it apart. As a software team leader, it will fall to you to make the big decisions. Which technology should we adopt? Which of these competing frameworks should we choose? When the team senses change on the horizon, you will find strong advocates for different alternatives, which can paralyze the team. When I find a team blocked on a decision, I will often suggest deferring the commitment by trying all the options simultaneously and letting the data inform the decision. On one occasion, a team leader asked me whether his experienced Java team should adopt Clojure or Scala as their next generation JVM language. The team had agreed they wanted to stay on the JVM but move beyond Java and had reached a stalemate over which direction to take. He was feeling pressured because, in his words, he had to make a decision imminently, both from a team health perspective and because the stalling was beginning to impact their delivery. My answer surprised him. Should we go with Clojure or Scala? Yes. Eh? There were 6 developers in his team, so I suggested they go with Clojure and Scala and Java, at least for the next couple of weeks or so. One pair would learn Scala, one Clojure, and the third pair would stick with Java. They would all work on the same features, which means they would be coding in a real domain rather than playing with code katas or tutorials, and within a couple of weeks, they would have some real data to make a decision with. How easy was it to learn the language? How well was it suited to the problem at hand? How did each of the approaches compare with one another? How nicely did they integrate with the existing code base? How important were each of these things in this context? They would also have the Java solution as a control for comparison. This approach uses an idea from the manufacturing industry called concurrent set-based engineering. Several suppliers build the same thing, say an airplane wing, in different ways, and after a while you choose one of them to take forward. You still pay the others. This exercise is at your expense rather than theirs. But it means that regardless of which you choose, you haven't lost any time. You are trading off efficiency for effectiveness. It's more expensive to get there, but you get there faster, and you know you made a better decision. Many safety-critical industries mandate this approach for certain components. The team leader added a nice twist to this. Halfway through, he got the pairs to switch round, so by the end of the experiment, each pair had tried 2 of the languages. After a couple of weeks, the team reached a strong consensus around one of the choices. They had found it a better fit for their specific context, both in terms of the language itself and its libraries and toolchain. The team was unblocked, and what's more, they had reached the decision as a team and learned about the alternatives along the way.